And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, probably plus a couple of minutes, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It's that kind of world we live in right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 70 minutes, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But we'll get to that later, the way that we do around here. Oops. I'm making mistakes. Everything's just falling apart all around us, everywhere we go. It's not really. It just feels like it. But as our titular head of research, one Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., said tonight on the Facebooks, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, he said, stop the madness. He said it just like that. Stop the madness. So we're going to do everything we can for you, the listener, tonight, to put a stop to it all, once and for all. I'll just say stop. I love it. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When you put your arms around me and sweetly say, what of it? Baby, you astound me. Stop! I love it. Golly, how your kisses thrill me. That's something I've discovered. I feel sort of silly. Stop! I love it. When you hold me close, you seem to never want to let me go. So why should I struggle when I know that hug will make me feel so? Oh, now I know the whole thing's crazy, but I want a lot more of it. My mind's going hazy. What a stuff, I love
loving you. I kissed you, baby, late last night. Kissed you again, the kisses. and got light. I can't stop it.
I can't stop
no,
it.
No, I can't stop it.
I can't stop
Baby,
it.
Baby, I can't stop it. I can't stop loving you. Stop it, I can't stop loving you. Stop it, I can't stop loving you. I start to leave and yet I stay all night long until the break of day because I can't stop it.
I can't stop
it. No, I can't stop it.
I can't stop
it. Baby, I can't stop it. I can't stop loving you.
His toes, his smile when he says please, and when he sneezes, he sneeze. His arms, chest, coat, vest, his everything is sweeter than sweeter, dry and dry, but honest to Pete. I can't stop talking about him, I'm talking about him, I'm talking about him. I can't stop talking about the man that I adore. Can't stop talking about him, I'm talking about him, I'm talking about him. I can't stop talking about him, and though I've seen before, can't stop telling about him and yelling about him and telling about him. I can't stop hollering over the moment that we met. He had a pinstripe, what do you call it, a beautiful smile and a barrel of money. I can't stop talking about him yet. Kiss me and a bell went boing, whistle went trap door open and a flipped right through. And now I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. And if he was yours, well, neither would you.
Why don't you please stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him?
I can't stop talking about the man that I adore.
Why don't you please stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him?
I can't stop talking about him and though I seem bored.
Why don't you please stop telling about him and yelling about him and telling about him?
I can't stop hollering over the moment that we met. He had a pinstripe, what do you call it, a beautiful smile and a barrel of money. I can't stop talking about him yet.
He kissed her and a bell went
bang!
A whistle went a trap door opened and she fell right through.
Well, now I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. And if he was yours, well, neither would you. Me and a bell went boing, whistle went whoo, trap door open and a flip right through. And now I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. And if he was yours, well, neither would you. Stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him and talking about him until your face turned blue. Talking about him and talking about him and talking about him and talking about him
all day.
And turn the page to the wall. I want to love you, baby, till the stars begin to fall. Now I'll disconnect the phone. I'll lock all the doors. If anybody has the time, well, we'll tell them we don't know.
baby, please stop the clock. I don't want the time to pass. Baby, these good times we're having, I want to last as long as they can last. Baby, please stop the clock. I want to lose all sense of time. I want to love and tell you, baby, well, and let the whole world know you're mine.
Madness, they call it madness. name in view. I'm gonna walk all over you. Cause madness, madness, I call it gladness. But if this is madness, man, I know I'm filled with gladness. It's gonna be rougher, it's gonna be tougher, and I won't be the one who's gonna suffer. Oh no, I won't be the one.
Yes, hello, hello. No, I'm sorry, I'm frightfully busy today.
Oh, Mr. Baldry, can I have your autograph?
Oh, God, I can't write.
But I've come a long way, oh, shit.
Well, it's an equally long way to go back, isn't it?
Oh, Mr. Baldry, can I play a song of mine?
Oh, must you?
Yes, I really must.
Oh, go on then. Yes, it's awfully good, Mr. Lennon.
Will you use it on your new album?
I don't know. I'll have to call you. I'm sorry, I've got the phone in the other phone going. Yeah, hello, hello. No, I'm sorry, I'm just being driven completely up the wall today. I just can't cope. I'm sorry.
Here's your tea, Mr. Baldry.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine. It's beer in Germany. Turkey has its coffee, and they serve it blacker than ink. Russia goes for vodka. England loves its tea. Oh, the factory may be roaring with the boom-a-lack-a-zoom-a-lack-wee, but there isn't any roar when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. Oh, a lawyer in the courtroom, in the middle of an alimony plea, has to stop and help the poor when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, though
the weather be cold or hot. When you need a little pickup, you'll find a little teacup will always hit the spot. You remember Cleopatra, she had a date to meet Mark Antony at 3. But he came an hour late, she said you'll have to wait, 'cause everything stops for tea. Now they may be playing football, and the crowd is shouting, kill the referee. But no matter what the score, when the clock strikes 4, everything stops for tea. Now the gopher may be golfing, and is just about to make a hole in 3. It always gets him sore when the clock strikes 4, 'cause everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, and a stimulant for the brain. When you feel a little weary, a cup will make you cheery, and is cheaper than champagne. Now I know just why Franz Schubert didn't finish his unfinished symphony. He would have written more, but the clock struck 4, and everything stops for tea.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. There's a lot of people missing over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'd just like to say, you know who you are. Well, maybe you don't since you're not there. I don't know. Millions of kids are using their energy wisely by installing energy-saving light bulbs. It only takes a second, so what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. That's a message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council. I really wanted to go visit the Ad Council one time, back when they used to be in Colorado. I don't think they're there anymore. But boy, I wanted to go. Because I'm a dork. But you knew that about me. I'm not telling you any new information here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. As we continue on, attempting to stop the madness. I don't want you all stressed out. Right in the middle of a couple of weeks of heated rhetoric, everything else going on out there, dogs and cats living together. I'm just trying to take care of you. That's all I'm trying to do right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't stop dancing.
No.
And your raisins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't stop dancing.
No.
And your raisins.
Well, 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 the other night I met a little girl. Man, she was really out of this world. I said, I'll teach her love and dance. 60 minutes planned, but she said, don't stop. I think you better go, but she said, don't stop. She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving, then you got 59 minutes to go. Two. She told me that would never do. Then she gave me a kiss and was mighty strong. 60 minutes long, but she said,
don't
stop. I think you better go, but she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go. Seem to understand my 60 minutes plan, but she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go, but she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go.
Now I was going through the park in the middle of the night. The night was very dark, cause the sun was shining bright. I spied a lark, and the lark began to bark. Girl,
stop that dancing up there!
Some folks say that I'm insane and just as goofy as can be. But they're all wrong, but I'm all right. Everybody's crazy but me. In the morning, I'm living in a cellar on the 7th floor. Go to sleep till I hear myself snoring. Now the people downstairs say I'm an awful square when I shout, hey, stop that dancing up there!
Thank you.
up there. Stop that dancing. Some folks say that I'm insane, just as goofy as can be. But they're all wrong, cause I know I'm all right. Everybody's crazy but me. In the morning, I'm living in the cellar on the seventh floor. Can't go to sleep till I hear myself snore. Now the people downstairs say I'm an awful square when I shout. Stop that dancing, up there. Now, man, stop that dancing.
This is UTV, for you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars. This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, tire biter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's Sodium Shop to train a red with red hair. Doobie-doo-wah, Porgy, tire biter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tire biter!
Coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, road cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're unnatural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come.
So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. Want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody more science high is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P. Whoa!
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning...
Thank you.
Thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy for rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! Morse Science High! It's disappeared!
Let's all raise a glass to the rock stars of the past. Those that made it, those that faded, and those that never even made the grade, and those that we thought would never last. Those that we thought would never last.
what the Lord has done for me. Stop and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. He forgave my sin and he saved my soul. He cleansed my heart and he made me whole. Stop and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. What the Lord has done for me. Stop and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. He forgave my sin and he saved my soul. He cleansed my heart and he made me whole. Stop and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me.
Damn fault, my car got stolen in Alphabet City. maybe you ought to get it out of there. I always parked it there, because although it meant 2 walks across town, there was always a spot where it could stay for days and days. Or at least until I needed it. Maybe you ought to get it out of there. I'm hoping I don't need it. My clock stops when I look at it, so I don't look at it. My friend Pete's embarrassed to have me on his tape, but if it wasn't for my 50% of the writing of it, it wouldn't be the worth the getting of it down. But one of these days,
we'll see.
I'll be gone and we'll see. I'll just be staying up on the woodlot, chug-a-lugging whiskey out of a water jug with a couple of my own buddies.
My clock stops when I look at it, so I don't look.
Well, you talk about my dress and my brand new hat.
the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers'